All right, so this is our first voice meme thing. We're just kind of, I guess, testing it out and seeing how it is. I'm Gail.
I'm Scurry.
And I'm Wizard.
Say that again, Scurry. You are too quiet.
Oh, Scurry. Dad.
Done.
Oh, don't tell inside jokes. That's mean.
I can't do inside jokes with. That's gonna suck.
Anyway, why not? We can always explain it.
So we posted a journal, well, me and Wizard did, about this voice meme, and we asked you guys to ask us questions that we would answer, and we kind of threw Scurry in here because, well, we felt like it.
I'd like to correct you. We did not ask them questions that we will answer. We got them to ask questions that we will refuse to answer.
Oh, we're going to refuse to answer every single one of them?
Yes, we lied to them.
Oh.
You're so mean.
Okay, it's over.
No, it's not. Okay, so I think Wizard is about the only person who could read some of these questions without breaking out laughing. So we're going to give him a shot at it.
Okay, so the first couple of questions are from puppies. How long have you...
Random puppies. Just random puppies.
No interrupting the questions!
Can I have a file?
Okay, username puppies. Got it. Go.
How long have you been drawing? Look, I supplied a question. That's improper grammar. Okay, how does you feel about random watches? Whee, another question supplied. Would you like to answer first?
I guess I'll answer first. How long have I been drawing? How long have I been drawing, or how long have I been drawing decently?
How long have you been drawing animal cocks?
This
is going to be an inappropriate stream anyway. We're just going by some of these questions. So.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We should probably give you a warning now. 18 plus.
Yeah.
Anyway.
18 plus.
A couple years, I would think.
What's that for? Just drawing in general?
Drawing well, or drawing cock? Like drawing well and then drawing cock, probably. I started drawing well when I started drawing porn. I don't understand why. And what else? Just drawing in general, though. I've been drawing ever since, like, I don't know, elementary school. I like drawing. I've always liked drawing.
Yeah, I know I've been drawing since before kindergarten, because I distinctly remember drawing before kindergarten. So I've been drawing as long as I can remember. Drawing well, back when I was first on FA and DA for the first time 3 years ago, all my friends said I drew well. My parents think I've always been able to draw well. Personally, I think I've only started drawing really well the past couple of years, though. But I've been drawing for as long as I can remember. As far as drawing cock, I don't remember. Drawing inappropriate pictures since middle school, probably. Drawing cock since I realized I was gay, I guess.
Scurry, would you like to... How long
have you been drawing?
How long have we been drawing? I guess we've all started drawing about 2 and 3, but I don't draw at all. Well, I draw just a little.
Oh, you drew those little reindeer things the other day.
Those were so ugly.
Those were so cute.
Yeah, but she writes poetry, okay, how long have you been writing poetry? Let's switch up the question a little bit. Since you write poetry.
Since I was about 12.
She writes really good poetry. Scurry does. All right. How do you feel about random watches? How does I feel about
how
random
How does you feel about
That's
random
so
watches?
Bad grammar. I would like to think that my watches are not random, and that all of my watchers love me, and that they watch me because I draw well, and that they
it's
like my
you're
stories.
A dude magnet.
Yeah.
Evidently, I have this, like, gay aura around me.
According to my dad.
According to his dad.
According to my dad.
Anyway.
But how do you feel about random watches? If any of your watches were random, how would you feel about that?
I feel like, I guess, thankful that you watched me and hopeful that you would like what I have coming up. Even though I'm not drawing quite as often now because of school.
Yeah, same here. Okay, how do I feel about random watches? I'm really curious about why you watch me. Whenever I get a watch, like if I haven't posted anything too recently, I'll be like, did you find one of my songs? Did you find an art piece of mine? Or did you just randomly find my account? Hey, let's watch this person for no reason or no what. By all means, I'm thankful for them. You know, I really am. I appreciate everyone Scary?
Scary random watches. How do you feel?
I'm pretty much welcome them with open arms. I don't think it's creepy at all.
I don't think it's creepy either. I'm just curious.
Some people think it's creepy when they get randomly watched.
Oh, please do it again.
I randomly watch you every night.
Oh, that's not random. And you know it.
I know. Okay. By the way, you're very sexy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Okay, so the next person.
Oh, gosh, this is a lot of questions. Ryo! It's your fault.
No, it's XM.
Oh, yeah, skip. Oh, crap.
Don't skip people.
No, don't skip. Never skip people. Okay. XCN. What got you two into the fandom? And this was before we decided to throw in Scurry, so. But we'll go ahead and let her answer, too. Nathan, you can. I can bleep that out.
It's fine. I don't care.
Okay, Gail, go.
Let's see. How did I get the fandom? I started with doing fantasy art, drawings of dragons and whatnot, you know, just a dragon. All these sound waves looking.
Yeah, stop being distracted. You're being a distracted dragon.
Okay, I started drawing dragons, just regular old dragons, and then I saw some anthros on DA, about, I don't know, a couple years ago, and then I sort of saw this furry fandom thing. I was like, that's interesting looking. Whatever. And I kind of got into it. I was like, yeah, that's really cool looking. So I kind of got into it that way and then started drawing anthros, etc. I cannot draw people, but evidently I can draw anthros. It's faces. Crap. So yeah. How about you, Wiz?
Born. No, that's actually how I first found out about furries. It's not necessarily what got me involved. Because when I first found it, once again, was because of porn, I found it. At first, all I knew was the stereotype, so I was very much like, no, I don't want to be that. And yet, for some reason, I felt a connection, even though all I knew was the stereotypes. So after a couple of years, I decided to do some research and found out the stereotypes are not true. And so when I found out what furries really are, you know, I was like, oh, wait, I am that. So I was like, okay, cool.
And then you started drawing porn.
And then it was, technically I've drawn porn before that, but that it's also really tied into how I first started finding out I was gay. I mean, I was raised to be homophobic, so there was a lot of signs beforehand, you know, and I just denied it. Like, when I first came across furry porn, first I found straight furry porn, and then I found the gay stuff, and I liked it, but I denied it to myself. I was like, no, it's different because it's not people. It's different. So it's not, technically I'm not gay. After I became furry, eventually I stopped being homophobic. And then after a while like that, I was like, wait a second, I am gay. What the crap? But yeah, that's how I became a furry and how I found out I was gay. Two stories in one. Very brief. Versions of
There's
them,
nothing
but
wrong with you, Dad.
Of course.
Thank you. I like me how I am, too.
Huggles.
Oh. Aww.
You can't see it, but that was a hug. Anyway, okay, how about you, Scurry? How'd you get the furry fandom?
Let me try making a long story short.
Yeah, I made a long story short, too.
When I first met Gail, we both, of course, we both go to MSPU, and he decided to show me some porn.
And this was last year.
Yes, this was last year. So he decided to show me some porn. He's like, hey, Scurry, look. And he switches the laptop around, and I was like, what is that? And he's like, porn.
furries and porn.
And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. And at first, he had the look on his face like, you're not creeped out? I was like, no, I actually think it's pretty cute. He's like,
cute.
We'll start off from there. Cute's a start. So, and then I started doing some research of my own, and then started looking through his favorites.
You just liked all the cat vaginas.
I like everybody's vaginas.
You like cat vaginas.
Just because you're
a lesbian.
You're a lesbian.
I'm
not a lesbian.
Yes, she thinks she's not a lesbian, but she's such a lesbian.
Oh, really? Would you like to...
Remember this one time we were coming into the student union, and this girl walks by, and she says, "Oh, you're looking hot today."
She's working out, and she's like all hot and sweaty.
Oh, anyway. What about when I was making my voice sound like a girl earlier, and you said it was making you wet?
Bad it was.
Okay, so I guess next question.
Okay, we have a boatload. I usually say buttload, but I decided to say boatload.
Oh, I need to put this in there before.
What?
Another reason is because he's hot as hell. You have to RP with him.
Okay, Agadirio. Ryo, you sent us too many questions. You're gonna just blow up the recorder or something. I don't know. Okay, first question. Why did you copy Gail's text? Yes, actual question. Because I'm lazy.
I wrote the original journal for this thing, and then he just kind of copied it and changed
it.
Yeah,
we were kind of busy recording his covers, songs he was wanting to do, so I didn't worry about typing it. He typed it up, so I just copied and pasted it, because at the time I was busy recording him.
I want a copy.
No.
A copy of what?
It's on FA. It's in my scraps. Yeah. You can go look and listen to how terrible I am.
Okay, wait. No, that question was for me.
Okay.
If you had to transform your persona into another race, which would it be?
Basically, one question
away from canines. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. This is the second
that's right.
question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't. If I had to...
transform into a different species
other than what I am. Actually, my original idea for a Sona was going to be a harpy eagle. I really, really like harpy eagles. They're really cool. And I was going to do actually the same basic colors. I was just going to be like a harpy eagle with the same colors as Gale has. But
would it be a thudder harpy eagle?
Thudder. Okay, that's, yeah, go check out my username. It's Gale Thudder Dragon instead of Thunder Dragon.
Because
I spelled it wrong.
Spell fail. That's whatever I say when I misspell something.
Anyway.
When I'm typing.
So what about you, Scary? What would you be
if you... You skipped me.
I'm going to get back to you. We can do it in a different order.
I thought we were going in order. I'm offended.
Ladies first.
She's
more female than you. She has a
that's
vagina.
That's true.
I don't know. I think. I look at
no,
she and a feline, so I'd have to pick another feline.
Just saying, she's claimed to have a dick many times.
Yes, she did.
I have one, but not a cat.
That makes sense why she's not a lesbian, but likes girls.
I like both. I also like both male and female.
It's because you're a dude with boobs.
No!
I'm joking.
She often...
There are no girls in the furry fandom.
There aren't any.
Period. All the ones you think are girls are not girls.
But I like
girls. Except for the one that you think is a dude is actually a girl.
Hey, but I like girls.
But I am a dude.
You're not a dude.
Anyway,
let's see. Look at the cop.
What was that one? Her name, the awesome one.
Tojo.
Tojo.
Tojo the thief.
Yes.
That's a girl. Despite the male Sona.
Yes.
And then again, I know a guy, one of my music producer friends, who has a girl Sona, so whatever.
Yeah. Dragon anyway, what would you
okay.
be?
Me. That's a hard question. Off the top of my head, I might actually say dragon, because before I even knew what furries were, I used to obsess over drawing dragons. And I actually drew an anthropomorphic dragon before I even knew what anthro was or knew what furry was. Neat little story. But yeah. Off the top of my head, that's what I think of. Next question?
I'm going to start reading them after Ryo.
Reading what after Ryo?
The question.
Oh, no. Just let him read it.
Okay. So next question. Okay. On a scale of 1 through 10, how fluffy are you?
You need to answer that one first.
Well, in real life, I'm not fluffy at all. I kind of shave, so...
Everything.
I shave everything except the top of my head.
Which one?
You shouldn't have to shave the top of that head.
The top of that head doesn't have any hair on it anyway. The shaft somewhat does if I let it grow, but I shave it, so it doesn't.
Yuck.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I'd rather be a
Yeah.
But your Sona is quite fluffy.
My Sona is quite fluffy.
And his little husky thing right here.
Yeah, my ID picture, that little husky that's sitting on top of my head, I've got him right here with me right now.
Me? I'm not fluffy. I'm rather cuddly.
Well, what about the Griffin version?
Oh yeah, Gale has a Griffin version. I've only drawn him once. Believe it or not.
Is he fluffy?
He's quite fluffy. Feathery and fluffy and very soft and cuddly and all that stuff. Gale is quite cuddly too. But he can also, you know, pin you down.
And rape you.
It's not rape if you enjoy it.
True.
That's more Kylan.
Well, you know.
Kylan too.
Okay, I have sort of an alternate Sona named Cairo. Anyway, he's a slut. Anyway, how fluffy are you, Scary?
Depends on how wet I am.
Are you wet, Pussy?
Yes. Now, if I can just get the shower and my blow drying gets fluffy, probably about a 5 or 6, but I don't like it too fluffy.
What about your Sona?
In real life, Nathan's quite fluffy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I have hairy legs.
Okay, in real life, I pretty much shave everything except the hair on my head. I don't think hair at all.
No. Okay, how about your Sona? Your Sona's fluffy.
My Sona's quite fluffy.
I just answered that. Talk about when I get out the shower.
Your Sona gets out the shower?
She showers, yeah. She's not nasty.
I don't think about things like that.
Me neither. Oh, you walk up to my Sona and there's cum stains in it. I'm joking.
No, because it's in